So it's really like it's bothersome to me to have to sit back and wonder, am I crazy or not? Because I'm in this environment. And that's what I want to talk about is being how to tell if you're actually crazy in this environment. And, you know, what can you actually do about that feeling? What can you do with that aching of your spirit? What can you do about that in your everyday life? So, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Reese Roberts. This podcast is called Entertain the Thought, and it is available on Google, on Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So, check it out. If you're not familiar with it, just make sure you visit the link in my bio or click the link in my bio if you're on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, you can reach it at reeseroberts.com. Y'all forgive me. I'm having brain farts all day. But anyway, I want to tell you a story first about my childhood, and then I'm going to talk to you about what it, the actual, you know, breaking it down into the science. So when I was growing up, like I said, there was this gnawing spirit on me, like making me feel like I was crazy. So I had to figure out what it was. I had to figure out where it was coming from and, you know, just was it true or not? So I feel that that's really when my journey actually started with me finding myself, with me becoming enlightened, with me having this knowledge of self, and really turning into a spiritual person. It was because I questioned my sanity. That was the original sort of pill that I took when I had to make a decision if I was going to search for answers or search for a certain truth. That was the very first truth that I can remember ever seeking after about myself was, you know, are you crazy? And so I had to come to some realization, some turning points in that journey because I was just a child at the time. So as I grew up, I started to realize it came from my relationship with my mother. There would be times when things would happen. Like it would be simple things. Like one time my mother threw something away that belonged to me. It was an important document, and she actually advised me to put it away. And when I told her, you know, I was going to come back for it, it was missing. And she pretended like she didn't know anything about it, even though it was just my mother and I in the apartment at the time. So I was just like, how don't you know anything about it when, you know, it's just me and you in here. So eventually it came out that my mother had thrown the document away, and she just pretended like she didn't realize that she did it. And when I showed her that that's what happened, that I found my document in the bottom of her trash, she just was like, she just blew it off, almost like it didn't happen. So a lot of things like that would get me to, you know, questioning, like, hold on now, baby girl, did I just see that or did I not? Because I know I saw it. I know that I know what just happened. And then it kind of continued when I would, when I got a little older and I entered into an abusive relationship with a person who was older than me. I was like 15, he was like 19. And I started dating him, and certain things again just didn't add up in the relationship where I felt very solid. You know, I felt like I was pretty solid mentally, right? But the things going on between me and this brother, they were not adding up. It would just be again situations where I feel like, why is this not making sense? Why do I feel like I am trying? I feel like I am being clear. I feel like I'm saying what I want. I feel like I'm being, you know, a normal goddamn person, but things are still just not adding up for me, and it's not turning out the way I want it to turn out. I'm not being understood, and so on and so forth. So, again, it took me down a like a rabbit hole, like a path of Charisse. You need to figure yourself out because something has to give. So I started to kind of like question my roots. So this is kind of where I want to start getting into the science of how you can really tell if you're crazy or not, because I don't think crazy is an actual thing, to be quite honest with you. I don't think crazy is a thing, because what I've come to understand about the laws of the universe is that everything is relative. Reality itself is relative. So if you consider that, a crazy person is not crazy at all. A person who is considered abnormal or a person who is considered an outlier from society, they have simply programmed their mind to operate in a way that is relatively effective for them. So who am I to say that that's crazy? Who is anybody to say that it's crazy? You understand? Because it's relative to the person. The reality that they've created is one that works for them. And if it doesn't work for them, it's up to them to correct it and to change their own reality. So it becomes a question of, is your reality suitable for you or not? Or is your environment suitable for you or not? Because that's really what determines whether or not we're crazy. And I'm going to tell you this. In a society, you know, we live in a society right now where everything is basically upside down. Everything we think at the root of who we are to be true, it generally is not. Think about your internal power. That's a general rule of the universe, okay? A universal law that we're all powerful. We all have power in our individuality, because if we are unique individuals, there's power in that specialized uniqueness that is you. All right. So that's power. But in our society, individualism, it becomes competition where your value is no longer unique. It's just, you know, compared among the rest. But if I'm unique, how can I be compared? If I'm one of a kind, where's the comparison? Where's the competition? You understand what I'm saying? So we get into this competitive mode of individualistic, capitalistic, okay, socialized society where everything is, I have to be better. I have to be, I have to be the greatest. But aren't you born the greatest? Because you're born you. And there's greatness in that, but we don't see it. Okay. And so we get into the competition where we're comparing ourselves to other people's uniqueness. And here we go. Crazy. Crazy. Because we don't realize I don't have to compete. I'm doing something that is absolutely fruitless. I'm doing something that's absolutely fruitless. And I'm complaining, or I'm claiming that I'm happy. Okay. So let me even go even deeper than that, because there are some people who are competing and they're winning the competition in their minds. But they're winning the competition doing something that's completely non-unique, something that is not specific to them at all. And they're claiming to be happy. If you're not being in your individual power as an individualistic, powerful person, you are not happy. It's just not happiness. That's insanity. So really, what makes us crazy or not? If there's a person that said, you know what, I refuse to compete, so I'm going to live on, an isolated plot of land with a farm, and I'm going to rest my mind. Okay. I'm going to, live off the land and be my natural self. You know, I'm going to let the hair grow from places it wants to grow. I'm going to, eat things that are alive. And then somebody says, oh my gosh, she's so crazy. She doesn't want to compete. Actually, I don't. I kind of don't. And it gets to a point where you're in your thoughts when you're looking around, like, are these people competing to be themselves? Because if they're not competing to be themselves, then what are they competing to be? So, again, like I say, reality is relative. Whatever you decide is your comfort zone and your pleasure in life. There is no competition to do that. So if you're feeling like, how can I make $1 million by just living on a farm? You got the wrong frame of mind. It should be, how happy can I be living on a farm? How happy can I be? How peaceful can I be? You understand? How can I enjoy the fruits of my life if I do this? Now, maybe you're the kind of person where you like the corporate climb. Maybe you like the bureaucracy of society. Maybe you like the competition. Maybe you like it. You you're a Leo. Okay. You fierce. You're an Aries, God of War. You want to, sink your teeth into something. Okay. Go ahead. Power up. Do your thing. And then if it makes you happy, are you, you know, are you rested? Do you have your balance? Do you have your peace? Again, do you have the fruits of the spirit that you're promised on this journey of life if you are fully aligned with yourself? Okay, so if you're resisting what your soul is truly trying to tell you to do just so that you can not be crazy or not look crazy, you need to check your roots. That's the second thing I'm going to talk to you about right now. Checking your roots, because your reality is relative, but laws are not. The laws of the universe are not relative. So if you're going to check your roots, you need to start asking yourself why. Okay, you need to start asking yourself why a lot more if you're looking for your roots. Because when you have to answer yourself as to why you're living the way you're living, if you be honest in those answers, you're going to come up to some very challenging truths about yourself, and about the way you live and about the things that you want, about the direction that you're moving in. And, you know, what is your overall trajectory of life? Are you going to be able to achieve happiness after it's all said and done? Will you be able to look back over that thing and say, I enjoyed the path that I walked on and I was in ownership of it the entire time. I knew why I was doing it. I knew the people it would benefit. I knew how it would satisfy my soul. I knew it would bring me peace in this way or the other. I knew I would be able to operate this way. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you have to know the why of everything. That's something that I'm learning in my life right now, is that I can't really know why. I have to be okay with the mystery of some things, but I still see the value in understanding the reasons why I am moving forward in the way that I'm moving forward with my life. And the reasons why I do the things I do, invest in the things that I invest in, and spend time on the things I spend time on. Why do I spend my money the way I spend my money? because there's a root to all of those things. And when you explore yourself and when you take the pill of exploration, when you open Pandora's box, then you know, things start to come out. Things start to come out. You begin to, you know, you begin to understand more when you ask the question. So check your roots, ask yourself questions, question yourself, question your motives, question the why, question the how, because those things are going to lead you to a more efficient alignment with your happiness and with really your sanity, because you're not crazy to want the things that you want. You're not crazy if you don't feel like competing. You're not crazy if you don't feel like putting on that face for society. You know, if you don't feel like doing the Caucasian switch when it's time for you to do business, if you don't feel like dressing up your voice and not being intimidating, whatever the hell that means, don't. Because that's not your natural self. And if you are not aligned with it, if it annoys you, if it aggravates you, if it's angering you, triggering you, then you need to just give it up. Let it go, because it's not serving you. The low vibrational energy that says, I am over this, okay? There's no spiritual production in that. And so this is the next thing that I suggest that you do in this process, where you're understanding that your reality is relative to just you. And as you are understanding that, checking the roots of who you are and why you exist and why you do what you do, because it's all relative to you, then I want you to check for your falsehoods, because there are ideals, okay, that are embedded in your head that are absolutely not true about you. And you walk around with those bags every single day, ignoring them, trying to get into this competitive society role where there is you against the entire world. And that is not a healthy way to approach your perception of reality. So where are your falsehoods at? Where are you not allowing yourself to become or to experience the way you want? Because you're trying to fit into a mold that is other than the one you were destined to fit into, which is just your simple, unique mold, and you build it. I think that's something we ought to pay pay attention to and really honor about our reality is that we are the makers of ourselves. You know, if you want to look like a certain thing, you're the painter. You're the one that's creating the image. Okay. So, you know, make your mold and then fit into it. Make your mold and then fit into it. So whatever you say you want to be, don't just say it. Actually become it. If you want to experience something, don't just say you want the experience. Go after the experience. Okay. If you're looking for opportunities, don't just look for them. Create them. Create the opportunities. You know, if you want it, go get it. Because it's your individuality. It's what you are creating for yourself as an individual. So you don't have to be shy about it. I mean, it's like you're making your own bed so you can lay in it. And that's what you want. Just do things that you actually want to do. I mean, damn, it may take some time, but because manifestation, it takes time. So if you say, you know, I want to have, a long-term relationship. I want it to be stable. I want us to have money. I want our family to be happy. You know, those types of manifestations take time. You have to look in the mirror. You have to make adjustments. You have to understand your partner. You have to understand yourself. You have to understand your desires. What is it that you're looking for? What are you trying to receive? Because you're going to have to adjust yourself to give the thing that you want to receive. That way, when you are creating this reality, you don't have to question whether or not you're crazy or not. Because you know why you've done what you did. You know that you were the one who intentionally created your reality based on your desires, based on what your heart is pulling you for. You don't have to question it. You don't have to feel crazy. You just have to be confident. You have to be sure of yourself. If that takes time, if it takes research, if it takes isolation, if it takes, you know, connection, it could take a lot of different things for you to manifest your dreams. But when you do that, you need to be certain in your ownership of what you have created and make sure that you're being a good steward of what you have created. If it wasn't what you wanted, then you're going to have to start over. You need to thank and release whatever it was you created that you don't want. Think and release it. Because I mean, that happens, y'all. You can have good intentions. Like, for example, going into a relationship, you can have great intentions going into a relationship and you end up having to release it and thanking it because you manifested a relationship that was not aligned with what you wanted. Now, do you ever look at it like that? When you break up with your current person or you're thinking about your ex, do you thank that person to say, hey, listen, it didn't quite work out, my brother, but thank you because you taught me a few things and I'm going to take that further with me to make sure that I've learned my lesson and I'm doing better. So this experience has been great. I release you because you're no longer serving me anymore. And now I'm going to go on to something that does just like that. You create your own reality. If you're not happy, change it. I want to read a comment. My friend Michael Bradley on Facebook says, to be rich in happiness and peace, that is true wealth. Sane wealth is self-wealth. And I agree. Wealth has nothing to do with your currency or society's currency. It has everything to do with your currency, your energetic frequency. When you have self-wealth, that means you have a high vibrational frequency that allows you to experience whatever is on that frequency, which is love, happiness, peace, abundance, balance, discipline. You understand what I'm saying? That love that the universe gives you when you tune into its vibrations. And when that's wealth. Because a wealthy person will tell you that if you don't have those things, then money means nothing. If you have not achieved the satisfaction of your soul and whatever your soul is pulling for you to do, you will not enjoy any form of monetary wealth. So you will have manifested it against your own will. Because a lot of people, when they're not happy or satisfied outside of their financial wealth, it becomes their worst demon. It becomes their worst enemy, their money. Even though they work so hard to get it, it becomes the thing that will destroy them because they're not happy outside of the money. So they begin using the money to fill the holes. You know, they go get the alcohol, they go get the drugs, they go get the sex, they go get the clothes, they go get the vacations, the cars, the food, all those things, just trying to fill up those holes, trying to find that happiness. But I'm telling you, if you don't have self-wealth, where you're in the frequency of giving, the frequency of loving on people, the frequency of, you know, connection and communication, you don't have a chance to even enjoy the fact that you have money. If I have money and I can't give some of it to somebody so I can help them along their way, help them along their path, then what did I manifest the money for? What did I do it all for if I can't do it to someone else's benefit other than my own? You know, we just have things that we have to consider in this, what we are calling sanity. You know, because if you feel that you're sane by chasing the bag, maybe not so much. But how are you going to make that determination? How are you going to decide whether or not what you're doing is actually crazy? I mean, who's crazy? The conspiracy theorists? When they're telling you, stop with them doggone vaccinations. People are whistleblowers, but you know, society has been so heavily conditioned. Have you been conditioned to believe in a God that is there to save you when you are literally the salvation of yourself? That's problematic. It's backwards. It's upside down, and it creates insanity. Are you the person who you feel like the world owes you something, that you don't have anything to give the world, but you definitely are there to receive from the world? That's kind of insane, y'all. You know, I used to be that person. I used to be that person that felt like, you know, I'm supposed to be able to do this easily, okay? I just was like, oh my God, when I came into the world, I just did not think it was going to be hard for some reason. I don't know why, but I didn't think that the world was going to present as many challenges to me as it did. I was just like, God damn. who prepared me for this? I was not prepared at all. And it became a struggle, because I did have to realize that ownership, that was the reason I was feeling crazy. I was feeling like things were being done to me that I did not deserve, because I wasn't taking ownership. I wasn't taking ownership of it. I wasn't seeing how my own energy was manifesting a reality that I didn't like, a reality that was misaligned with my true desires. I felt, like I said, misunderstood quite a bit. It was very frustrating. I fell into a lot of anger and triggers. Oh my God. I mean, you could just, oh, don't let me call customer service. Getting on customer service for me was like, it was a battleship. Okay. Because I was just generally unhappy with the way my life was going, and I couldn't put a finger on why. So, like I said, I had to start the internal journey of understanding why. I didn't understand why. Okay. So those questions, they started to serve me a lot better, because I was targeting. Okay. I was running after myself, and I had, you know, like a target that I was looking for. I was looking for a certain sense of satisfaction. And so as I was running after it, it was like, I'm going to isolate myself. Like I said, I'm targeting myself, but that was in theory. It wasn't like I'm isolating myself physically. I was isolating myself by having experiences, by exposing myself to things. I was learning things, and what I was doing to isolate in theory was I was placing myself in those experiences. Like, do I like this? Again, questioning myself with these questions. Do I like this? Do I want this? Is this my preference? Is this comfortable to me? Okay. Is this healthy for me? Do I, you know, what's the vibe of this thing? Because if it wasn't aligned with me, then I realized that wasn't me. And so on my path, I continued to open doors to have experiences that I was just testing them out. Is this me? Hello. Is this me? And I kept coming up with a little bit of yes here, a little bit of no there. And I just kept like a rat in a maze, just going down different pathways until I came out on the other end with my prize, which was my identity. It was my identity that I found by questioning and experiencing, I should say, questioning my experiences. When I would go to church and learn certain lessons in church, for example, I would question. I would learn a lesson and then I would check my experiences, or either I would pursue certain experiences to check. Okay. Is this true? When I'm learning it in theory, I'm going to figure out in my experience of life, is this true? I'm going to seek after things that will reveal to me whether or not this thing is true in theory, because anybody can tell you something, but until you lay hands on it, until you are going through it, until you have seen it, until you have your mind's eye has, you know, seen, until it has be fallen on your awareness, then you don't know. You have no clue. You're just believing. And so again, when the Bible, if the Bible tells me that I am a powerful person and that I'm connected to a source, somebody like me, you can't just tell me that. You can't just tell me I'm just going to believe it. And then, you know, we're all going to go home. No, because I don't like, if you tell me that, the reason I need to have the experience is because I need to feel that in order for me to use it. If you tell me I'm a powerful person, okay, and that I have the power to manifest happiness and abundance and all this other stuff, again, I'm not the kind of person where you can just tell me that and I'm just going to not be curious. I need to know what you're talking about. So I go exploring. I'm looking for experiences where I can feel powerful, where I can feel like a god. I can feel this theory, you know, that I am connected to a source that is all powerful. That's going to give me, you know, there's this mystery behind it. But to me, if you're telling me that it's true, I'm going to seek after that as a truth of my own. And the way I find it as a truth of my own is I go down, I open the door, I go down the path and I explore, I expose myself, I have the experience. And then if I find out, oh, I am kind of, I am a powerful person. I looked and I searched for different ways to express my power. And then I realized that it's true. I am connected to a source of power that gives me the powerful ability to co-create manifestations with universal laws, or by way of universal laws, that are in motion, whether or not I know it or not. So when it becomes clear to me, it becomes aware to me, or I should say, I become aware of it, that I'm a powerful person and I can manifest. Guess what happens? Now I have the ability to feel it. I can use it. It's just like in the superhero movies. I talk about this a lot, where they're in training to figure out what their power is like. They feel crazy, right? In the beginning, they feel like they're outcasted from society. They feel like they don't fit in. They feel like they're this, that, and the other. And then they come to find out they have unique powers. And they have to be trained on how to use those powers. They have to be trained on what to do with those powers. They have to be taught the dangers of their powers, how to control their powers. They have to learn those things, but they have to seek after it. They have to participate in it. They have to use their intention. They have to focus. They have to manifest. That is the way it works. Literally, in our reality, literally, that's how we move through our spiritual world with our spiritual powers. We do that with awareness, intention, and focus. So if you find out that, okay, you might be a little bit crazy because you don't fit into the social norm, I want to congratulate you, because that means that you're not crazy. If you don't fit into an upside down position, that's because you are not meant to be upside down. And that's what happens with humanity. We live in an upside down society where we've been groomed to have a certain perception of reality. We have a certain perception of reality that says, once again, we're here to work. We're here to earn paychecks. We're here to vacation and be entertained, and we're here to have all these other things. That's not what we're here for. We're here to create a reality that we enjoy living in. So if you don't enjoy living in your social structure, that means that you may have a purpose and a calling to help change it. Humanity is called to evolve humanity. That's what we're here for. We're here to evolve ourselves. We're here to grow ourselves. We're here to feed ourselves the energy that is necessary for us to grow. That's the reason why you have to be aligned with yourself if you're going to grow. Because you're here to create things that will make you grow. So if you're in a position where you're self-destructive, you're not growing, that's not the intention of your life. And if you're doing something that is self-destructive to you in any way, if you're doing something or allowing something in your life that is depressing, that's self-destruction, boo. If you're allowing something in your life that's toxic, causing you to always argue, be angry, always cussing and fussing, that's self-destruction, boo-boo. That's not alignment, okay? If you're doing something that's causing you to be broke all the time, to all my people that's gamblers, I know I love y'all to death, but y'all got to stop doing that. Sheesh. There's so many things that money could be going towards in our community. You know, things that actually matter to you. You could be called to align yourself to a point of a state of health so that you can contribute to the things you don't like about this society. Because in most situations, none of us like certain things about society. Okay, so we can all come together, you know, in the spirit of collective consciousness, and we can manifest some things if we don't like it. Do you like everything about society? Because I don't. Okay, do you like living in this hellhole? Because I don't. I mean, but what's the difference between me and you? I'm doing something about it. And I know that me being able to do something about it does give me a personal sense of satisfaction, a personal sense of sanity, a personal sense of purpose, identity, balance, peace, abundance. Because I've chosen, and this is just my choice, of course, we all have our choice. I've chosen to use the resources that I've been given in my life to actually help the things that I feel in my soul need to be helped, because I'm just that kind of girl. So anyway, you guys, I want you to take that feeling. If you feel crazy, take that feeling and accept the challenge of exploring it. Accept the challenge of exposing yourself. Accept the challenge of asking questions and being honest, facing yourself, because I'm going to tell you that is a wild ride. When you are questioning your soul, questioning your spirit, questioning your reality, if you're questioning the roots of who you are, you guys, that is a wild, wild ride when you have to start figuring out if everything you thought was real and true is not. And you start to get into this mode where you're like, well, goddamn, how did I really miss that? How did I miss that truth floating around inside of myself? You know, when you start to go seeking after questions, just like the truth will be like a ringing bell coming after you. You won't even be able to turn that thing off. Once you started to understand what it means to see yourself, what it means to face the truth of you, of who you are and what you are, and you have to deal with it because it doesn't go anywhere, huh? It doesn't go anywhere. You have to get your mind right for that, because that's a journey where you will be forced to change. You will be forced to evolve when you start addressing your personal truths and you're being honest to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Do you really think that you're going to that your job is going to take you somewhere? Do you really think that your job will be there in 20 years? Do you really think that the way you're eating, you're going to stay healthy, and the way that you drink, is it really going to continue? You know, are you going to keep living a healthy life? I mean, in your relationship, is it really it? You know what I'm saying? What are the truths that are being ignored and hidden the way deep down in there? You got to get them out. Got to get them out of there. And they have to serve you. Because once you start to say the truth, then it serves you. Okay. Once you acknowledge it, own it, then it serves you. If you say, well, damn, I'm really not happy about this. Yeah, if I'm being honest, I'm really less happy than I am happy. So if you're going to be honest about it, What you gonna do about it? Okay, there's the transformation. If you be honest about it, and that's the conclusion that you've come up with, are you gonna do something about it? Because that's what leads you to your happiness, when you intentionally say, enough is enough. I'm not going to subject myself to something that no longer makes me happy. You know, I'm going to stop feeling crazy because I know what is happening inside of my spirit. I know that now, I know that it's relative to me. And if I feel uneasy, if I feel crazy, if I feel misaligned, it's my responsibility to take ownership of that. It's my responsibility to stop blaming it on the person that's involved. The person that's involved ain't got nothing to do with whether or not you're happy. Nothing. So what if they beating on you? That ain't got nothing to do with them. Yes, they're wrong for doing it, but it has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with you. Because why are you in their presence? I had to face that truth. I was being beaten. But at some point, I had to start asking myself, well, girl, if you know that this man is inclined to clock you in your face or slam you on your head, why are you still kissing his ass? Why are you still making him dinner? Why are you still trying to convince him of something? He's beating you. Are you happy with that? I had to face it. And guess what I had to do? I had to change. I had to start manifesting a new reality. I had to adjust. I had to adjust my mentality. I had to look myself in the mirror and be like, are you crazy? Are you really going to sit here and let yourself get beat by somebody that you honestly don't even like that no more? Girl, bye. Ain't that much comfort in the world. Ain't that much comfort here on the planet or in the universe at large. For me to sit and get my ass beat and then turn around and say I love you and give you a kiss, what? Bye. It took me a minute, though. It took me a minute to get there. Because I was like, you know, oh, he got my virginity. I'm in love. He loves me. He's just angry. Excuse me. Knowing I was lying to myself. But, you know, it came a point where I had to face it, face my truth, and be like, hey, boo-boo, I gotta go. This is an adjustment that I have to make for myself because I'm responsible for my happiness. I have to take ownership of it. I'm not going to be loyal. Boy, sometimes I wish that we would get that out of our heads. This whole idea of loyalty to the point of toxicity. Who? Thank you. Oh, my ring, both of them are by my guy Elements Designs. He's on Instagram, ELAMENTS, Elements Design. My earrings are also by him as well. So hey girl, what's up, Brittany? So yeah, that is where I was at in my life. That's what happened in my personal journey for this, you know, like my searching for a sense of peace instead of me feeling crazy all the time. I did not want to feel crazy. I did not want to feel like I was psyching myself out either. I wanted to feel sane. I wanted to feel whole. I wanted to feel in control. And so that's what I did. I took control. I got myself to a place of wholeness where I was just like, I don't need this man. I don't need this fake love that he given me. I don't need the company. I don't need the sporadic good times that we have. I don't need it because I don't need to get beat and I don't need to feel crazy about it either. So whenever you're feeling crazy, so to speak, it's literally because something is not right. It's not aligned. And you're not getting yourself or giving yourself the pleasure of being understood, the pleasure of knowing why and exploring the truth of yourself and your experiences. So I'm going to actually go ahead and wrap up, you guys. So let me recap first. If you are being real with yourself, okay, understand that you are an individual. Your reality is relative to you. You create your own reality. The feeling of being crazy, the first thing I would suggest that you do is check your roots. Go down to the root of what you believe. Go down to the root of why you believe that. And I want you to start questioning how you act, what you do, how you're spending your time, what you're thinking, all of your reality, all parts of your reality. Question it and figure out, is it what you want? Is it going somewhere? Is it going to satisfy you or create a sense of satisfaction in your life? Then check for falsehoods. The things that you believe, okay, you need to know if they're true or not. You need to seek after experiences that let you know who you are. You need to seek after experiences that let you know what you like and don't like. You need to seek after experiences that reveal to you your talents, reveal to you your personal interests, reveal to you your dislikes and the things that you need to avoid. For example, like for me in my life, I do not play like my friend told me that he admires the relationship that I have with alcohol, with liquor, because I don't play with it. I don't go too far. I will, in most situations, I will have 2 to 3 drinks. And then after that, I'm sitting my ass down in the corner and I'm vibing out. Why? Because I'm not playing with that demon. I don't like to get in the bed with the devil and roll around with his ass. I don't overdrink because I know what that does to people. I don't experiment with artificial drugs. If I take anything that's going to affect my mental state, it's going to be natural. You're not giving me nothing in pill form. You're not giving me nothing, you know, that's, I got to cook up or nothing. I got to steam or come on now. If it ain't came out the ground, I don't want it. I don't want it. And it, you know, to me, like I said, that is the way I have to go about my reality, because I have to manage and maintain the reality that I'm creating. And I know that if I'm going to manage and maintain the reality I'm creating, it has to have a structural foundation. And I cannot be structured and have a solid foundation if I'm drunk all the time. I can't do that. So I realized that's something that I have to avoid in my spiritual life, in my spiritual journey. I have to avoid things that take me into certain rabbit holes that I don't want to be in. I don't want to go down that damn rabbit hole because I'm wise enough. Okay. So again, check for your falsehoods. Look at your life and see, hey, good morning. Is it still? Yeah. Good morning. You know, check for your falsehoods. Decide whether or not you're living a life that is true or not. Go, like I said, go after the experiences, okay, that are going to give you the identity that you're targeting. If you recognize yourself to be a certain way, that's a part of your identity. That's a part of who you are. It's a part of how you're meant to move around the world, move around this reality. But as you're believing things, your goal is to know them. You can believe that you're a powerful person, but do you know that to be true? And if you do know it, how did you come to find that out? How do you know your power? How do you know that you are a God? Do you feel it? Because if you don't feel it and you don't know it, then it's not true for you. Okay? Because it's a universal law that can be owned by anybody who chooses to own it. If you don't want to own it, you still have to obey it, but you don't get a chance to control it if you don't own it. If you don't take ownership, you lose control. And that's what life is all about. You have to take ownership of it to be in control of your life. If you don't take ownership and you steadily walking around blaming everybody about what they did, should have did, didn't do, would have did, could have did, all of that extra stuff, you have no ownership. You have no ownership, because it's not about what they could have did. It's about what you did and what you didn't do. It's about how you handled the situation, how you bounced back, how you recovered, how you came back up on top. It's not about them. It's your ownership of your reality. Somebody taking advantage of you? That's not them. That's you. Stop allowing yourself to be taken advantage of. If you take ownership of it that you're being taken advantage of, guess what? You have the power to control it. You have the power to make the change. So that way you're not feeling crazy. You're not feeling off. You're not feeling like something that been misunderstood. Okay. Take ownership of it. And then when those falsehoods come to you, you change them. If something is false, change it, make it true. Okay. If you don't like your relationship, if you say, hey, is this a true statement or not? I like my relationship. No, that's false. Okay. Well, damn. That need to be a true statement, don't it? You don't like your relationship. Well, you need to do something to adjust to make it right. So explore yourself. Explore the experiences. Do you know what kind of relationship is good for you at this point in your life? Who does? But the more relationships you experience, don't you get closer to the understanding? Don't you get closer to know that now that's some bullshit, I'm not going there. I gotta adjust. Now that's some more bullshit, I'm not going there, I'm about to adjust. Because this is how we align ourselves. We experience. We go through the phases of learning. And the more and more we experience, the more and more we learn, the more we get aligned. The more we're able to take ownership, the more we're able to say, ooh, I've seen this before. I know how to do this. Just like when you're on the job, they train you how to work that thing. And then you're like, oh, I've seen this one before. I know how to do this. Okay, great. And now you can move on to learning something else and becoming more aligned until you've reached a level of balance where you are now happy, where you're now enjoying your experience, where you're now growing, okay? You're handling business. You're expressing yourself. You're developing a great personality. You know, you're drinking water, you're healthy, you're laughing, you're smiling, you know, you're making money, you're doing wonderful things, because at that point you've learned from your past, you know, mistakes, and you've gained this wisdom. Okay, I said I was gonna sign off. Y'all, I love y'all. Go to reeseroberts.com so that you can learn more about my products and services. I provide relationship mediation. So if you are in a place where you're looking for somebody to help you get through some misunderstanding where things need to be laid out, things need to be understood, things need to be clarified, okay? Some action needs to be taken. Something needs to be targeted. These are the type of things I do using these universal laws, using the concept of the scientific method, questioning, targeting, and, you know, just my creative way of doing things. So if you're interested in that service, please do go on reeseroberts.com so you can find the booking information. And then you can also find the podcast on Spotify or Google or Apple. Okay, those are the three major platforms that you can find me on. Entertain the thought. All right, so I also have some other stuff coming up for you guys that I'm going to introduce to you in a while. I'm also on Patreon right now, so if you're interested in extended content, you can go on Patreon and subscribe. There's like a $8 fee. So once the content is posted, then you'll be able to get the extended version that goes into more depth about how you can use certain tools, how you can really use the metaphysics of the universe to apply it practically, because so many of us, we don't get it. Okay. Metaphysics and magnetism and relativity and all these different scientific terms, they become abstract after a certain while, but my content is really designed to get it broken down into practical applications. It can sound a little bit abstract after a while. I mean, you know, after you're kind of immersed in it, but you'll start to see what the purpose of all the systems of the universe are once you get immersed into that world of metaphysics. Okay. Because metaphysics is really just about, it's like a layering of systems where they all work for the benefit of your reality, you know, as you're creating it. So anyway, go on all those things, y'all. Check me out, hit me up, share my videos, and make sure that you come back. I'll be back here on Friday at 11 a.m. God willing. So I'll see you guys then. Holla.